So the tzaddik said to the king, I want you to bring me every type of precious stone that exists. Because each precious stone, diamond and precious stones, contains in itself a very special quality. There is something about these stones created by Hashem. Each thing has in it a certain power. One can give forth unusual energy. We have the iridium, plutonium. One can give forth different types of forms of energy or light or special minerals that come from these stones. But every stone has in it a certain type of power, and the kings have listed in their index a list of every type of diamond or precious stone there is. The king said to the tzaddik, I will expend half of my kingdom in order that I have a son. I will bring you every kind of precious stone there is. We'll search to the furthest corners to get them. He went, he brought one of every kind of precious stones there were. The tzaddik took these stones and he ground them to a very fine dust. Grains, very fine grains of dust. He took a cup of wine, he put this dust into the wine, and then he gave half a cup to the king to drink, half a cup to the queen, and he said to the king, no, I'm notifying you that you're going to have a son. He told us to the king and queen, both. You're going to have a son, but this son is going to be very special. He's going to be composed of the ingredients of this son that he's made of all these precious diamonds, precious stones. He will also have the qualities and powers that these precious stones possess. Very strange statement. Son made of diamonds. And the tzaddik left. The queen gave birth to a son. The palace was filled with joy. The king was overjoyed. He now had a son. The son, though, lacked one thing. He was not made of precious stones. He looked normal, regular flesh and blood. Still, of course, the king forgot about this point. It was forgotten. And in fact, it was so unusual a statement that he didn't think about it at all. This son also was a prodigy. At the age of 4, he was extremely handsome, good-looking, and extremely wise. Every type of wisdom, he was versed in everything. He knew all the languages. Here too, the kings of different lands came to see this unusual prodigy, this prince. And of course, what happened was that this pushed the princess out of the limelight. She no longer was the favorite. And when she saw that she wasn't as important as before, she was filled with jealousy. But her jealousy did not manifest itself into any violent action, because she consoled herself, at least the fact that the words of the tzaddik did not come true. At least this son, this prince, her brother, was not made of precious stones. And that consoled her. One day, this prince's child was chopping wood, and he hurt his finger. He cut his finger. Apparently the princess saw this, and she ran to bind the wound. It was an open wound. And looking in, she saw inside this wound the brilliance of a diamond, deep under the flesh. Now she was really filled with jealousy. She couldn't take this anymore. And she pretended illness. Doctors all over came to visit her, to try to cure her. They could find no cure for her. So finally, in the palace, they called magicians to come. Perhaps they would find some kind of a charm or a curse that caused her illness. There was one magician who came to her. This magician she confided in, told him the truth, that she was only pretending illness. And she asked him, she didn't reveal in details. He just said, tell me, do you have a kind of magic potion that can make a person leprous, turn a person into a leper?